Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet. This Mishnah discusses the idea that during the Makos, while they're being administered, the person is being hit, one of the members of the Beis Din is reading Psukim out loud about the idea of punishment for not listening to the words of the Torah. The Mishnah says, Vakore Kore, the one who's designated to read, reads the following, Im lo sishmor laasos vigomer. If you do not be careful, if you do not guard to do the words of the Torah, to fear Hashem, etc. V'hifla Hashem es makoscha v'es makos v'gomer, that Hashem will make incredible the makos, and the makos against your children, etc. And v'chozer l'tchilas hamikra, and after reading those full psukim, then he goes back to the rest, to repeat the same psukim over again, and so on until the makos are completed. Now there is an additional girsa here, and that has that there's another pasuk that's read, Ushmartim es divrei habris hazos, to guard, you should guard the words of this covenant, v'gomer, v'choseim, and you conclude with v'hurachum echaper avon, v'gomer, with that pasuk that we say in Tehillim, and some have, and then according to this girsa, it would then be v'chosei l'tchilas hamikra. At that point, then you would go back after saying all those psukim. Now the Mishnah moves on to say, v'imeis tachas yado, if the person being lashed were to die under the hand of the person giving him makos, pater. The person who gave him makos is pater, since he was doing a mitzvah that at the commandment of Beis Din, he was doing Berushos Beis Din. Now, hosif lo od ritzua achas v'meis, what if, though, he does one extra beyond what he is supposed to do, and then he dies, harezi gola al yado, then he would go into golas for killing a man b'shogig, for manslaughter. Now the Mishnah comments and says there sometimes in the middle of the makos something happens that would be such a disgrace that it would be as if he had received the rest of the makos. It says niskalkel bein berei bein b'mayim pater. If he becomes soiled, either through feces or through urine, then pater, he's pater from getting the rest of the makos. At that point already, because it says in the pasuk, v'nikla achicha le'inecha, the Gemara says, that it says he should be made light in your eyes. And he's already been made light of. He's been already, he received bizayon, disgrace, by losing control of his bodily functions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda qualifies this and says, depends. Ha'ish barei, a man is only disgraced significantly by feces. That's a disgrace, but urination would not disgrace him significantly. For Isha B'mayim, and a woman who would be more embarrassed more easily, she is disgraced even if it causes her to urinate in the middle.